We're more than what we feel. From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stonestreet with The Point. Yesterday, I talked about the disturbing growth of gender identity clinics that reassign gender to children and preteens. It's a huge cultural shift when barriers are lifted not only on sexual behavior, but sexual identity. And bringing children into such a drastic social experiment is irresponsible at best and dangerous at worst. But this sort of thing is to be expected in a culture that gives complete autonomy to feelings. For decades, we've been told we should follow our hearts and do what we feel. Now it's not only do what you feel, but be what you feel. As if nothing about us is designed or defined, as if our very natures were pliable. But think of the message that gives to a kid struggling with sexual identity, trying to make sense of their confused feelings and hoping to rise above their emotional struggles. The message is they're trapped. They need to know it's the truth, not our feelings, that will set us free. Tell me what you think at thepointradio.org. That's thepointradio.org. I'm John Stonestreet.